Tuesday, 28th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1-10. Thus the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus say the Lord God, because you are haughty of heart, you say, a god am I. I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea, and that you are a man and not a god. However you may think yourself like a god, oh, that you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that is beyond you. By your wisdom and your intelligence, you have made riches for yourself. You have put gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom applied to your trading, you have heaped up your riches. Your heart has grown haughty from your riches. Therefore, thus say the Lord God, because you have taught yourself to have a mind of a god, therefore I will bring against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations. They shall draw their swords against your beautiful wisdom, and they shall run them to your splendid apparel. They shall throw you down to the pit, there to die a bloody corpse in the heart of the sea. Will you then say, I am a god, when you face your murderer? No, you are a man, not a god. Hand it over to those who will slay you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners, for I have spoken, say the Lord God. Second, the Gospel, according to Matthew, chapter 19, verses 23-30. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples hear this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For human beings, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who had given up housing, or brother, or sister, or father, or mother, or children, or land for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last shall be first. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. It is hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Many people say that human beings are not angels. They need to eat and to drink, so they depend on material things. Arthur said that to be poor is to live in hell. So people must try to be rich to escape their poor fate. In reverse, Jesus teaches in today's gospel, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Is the heaven reserved only for the poor? Today's reading wants to give the reasons why it is difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In the first reading, the richness makes the leader of Tyre's city to become haughty. They considered them as gods. They thought that they became rich because of their wisdom and intelligence. Therefore, God sent the prophet Ezekiel to declare an oracle. What shall happen to Tyre? A wicked nation shall come to destroy and to reign over them. Then they shall recognize who is controlling the world. In the gospel, Jesus declared, it is very difficult for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. The main reason for this is because they pay so much attention to material things and forget about spiritual things which prepare them to enter the kingdom of heaven. Analysis, the first reading. The pride of Tyre, the commercial city. Third point, the well-known richness of Tyre. It is one of the oldest cities along the coastland of Phoenicia. This city is about 40 kilometers from Sidon, toward the south, and about 45 kilometers from Akko to the north. In the past, it was an ice. In the sea, about 750 meters from the land. But from the time of Alexander the Great, around 332 BC, this isle connected with the land by the rising drought, which became bigger and bigger through many centuries until it became a harbor and the commercial center for exchanging goods between Europe and Asia. The scripture mentioned this city many times. The richness made the leader of Tyre's city to blindly believe in themselves. Therefore, there was today oracle from the prophet Ezekiel. Thus say the Lord God, because you are haughty of heart, you say, a god am I. I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea. And that you are a man and not a god. However you may think yourself like a god, O that you are wiser than Daniel, there is no secret that is beyond you. By your wisdom and your intelligence, you have made riches for yourself. You have put gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom applied to your trading, You have heaped up your riches. Your heart has grown haughty from your riches. Second point. The greatness prevents people to believe in God. This happened to leaders of Tyre. They forget that God is controlling the world and all its power. He can lower to mud those who arrogantly raise themselves up. Ezekiel continued, therefore, thus say the Lord God, because you have taught yourself to have the mind of a God, therefore I will bring against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations. They shall draw their swords against your beautiful wisdom. They shall run them to your splendid apparel. They shall thrust you down to the pit, there to die a bloody corpse in the heart of the sea. Will you then say, I am a God, when you face your murders? No one, you are a man, not a God. Hand it over to those who will slay you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. For I have spoken, say the Lord God. The Gospel. The richness poses an obstacle for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. After the young man walked away, then Jesus said to his disciples, amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. We try to find out the reason why the richness prevents people to enter the heaven. Third point. The richness makes people to live far away from God. Like the first reading, the richness makes people to completely believe in themselves to the point that they think they are gods. To these people, they think that their money can buy everything and control anyone they want. They do not pay attention to justice. They use money to bribe government and to do whatever they want. Next, the richness makes people to forget the purpose of life. Jesus warned his disciples, for where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. See Luke chapter 12, verse 34. When they think that they are happy with their life in this world, they will not bother to worry about the next life. Instead of responding to Jesus' invitation, which is to sell everything to buy the kingdom of heaven, they are content with what they have in this world. When people already have everything, it is very difficult for them to leave everything to follow God. We can see this fact to the decrease of the priesthood and the religious vocation in Europe and North America. In a word, when people become rich, it is very hard for them to leave them. Second point. The poverty helps people should put their hope in God. Some of the rich say that they become rich to have the money to help the poor. We do not deny that. There are some of them who yield their richness to help others. But most of them follow the normal way, which is human greed has no limit. The richer they are, the greedier they become. The reality is so that donations mostly come from the average people, not from the rich. Moreover, because they want to become rich quickly, many view the time which they should view for God and their family to work for money. Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What would there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you that you have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory. Will yourself sit on the 12 throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel?" If people share Jesus' suffering, they shall also share his glory in the eternal life. Jesus' disciples correctly chose the right order of the basic principle which we mentioned yesterday. They put God first when they left everything to follow Jesus. And because of him, they preached the good news and helped others. Application in life. The greatness can make us to be prideful and ignorant of God's help. Therefore, it prevents us to enter the kingdom of heaven. The dread of greatness has no limit. It takes our time to work for our salvation, to work for money. We should not cast fish with both hands. We are unable to worship both God and Mammon. Amen.